This is a CK to Z news update.
The newest affordable housing project by Quadra Island Seniors Housing Society is welcoming tenants into its recently completed 16 units in Kwathiaski Cove. The Society's president, Maureen McDowell, is delighted to reach this milestone in the seven-year undertaking.
At long last, we've been able to move our tenants into seniors housing on Quadra. Very excited about that, and so are the tenants, who've been waiting an awfully long time, and also the landlords that have been housing them up till now. The official occupancy starts September 1st, but we had a number of people that needed to be out of their places sooner than that, so people have begun to move in to their suites throughout this month of August. We have probably 8 or 10 people living there now. There are 16 suites, and one is for a live-in caretaker. She and her husband have already moved in and are helping us and the tenants very much with getting everybody settled. So there's 15 people to move in. I think the last one moved in roughly around the 26th or so. And we do have a couple of vacancies, which we will be working to fill. Once all the dust settles, after everybody's moved in, we can interview potential people on our waiting list.
Congratulations. It must feel really good to be at this stage.
It's been a very tiring month, though, because all of a sudden we were into action and helping people coordinate volunteers and people with trucks to help them move and people who have been storing furniture to donate to those who don't have it because they've been living in trailers or other accommodation that they don't have much furniture. So the community has really stepped forward and provided a lot of really nice items for the tenants. We've had nice donations of quilts from Quadra Island Quilters, and a couple of wonderful women in the community have each donated different kinds of gift packages to each tenant, in toiletries, all the essentials you need to get started, plus some comfort food and things like that. So people were very touched and thrilled when they discovered those baskets.
I also saw that you had such an amazing result in your fundraiser.
Yes, we're very thrilled with that. We got cash donations of about $60,000 and then in-kind donations of work, free labor and materials and furnishings and you name it. On top of that, total up to well over $100,000.
Would you be able to speak to how this is really impacting in a positive way the housing situation on Quadra?
Well, I hope so. It's very tight housing here, as I'm sure it is on Cortez. There have been people waiting to get into the units that people are moving out of. I know that, but certainly it is really a drop in the bucket of the need for good, stable, affordable housing here. Having the Quadra Island Better at Home program has been really helpful because that's extended the time that people can stay safely in their own homes with some outside supports and care for cleaning and yard work and things like that. But often people are having health issues now and their own homes aren't necessarily built for what their conditions are. So that's one thing with our facility here, that's all wheelchair accessible. And so if people need extra services or supports, they can get them here. Cortez has a similar program. It's quite wonderful. We've been longing for it for a long time. Talking through Quadra Circle, which is another organization I'm part of, they provide on a sliding scale housekeeping and grocery shopping, transportation, yard work, and light home repairs, wood moving and things like that for people in their own homes. And it's based on their income, and people, usually if they're in receipt of guaranteed income supplement, they are probably not going to have to pay for much of those services.
Do you know how many people are still on the wait list?
We have well over 30 people. Some people are putting their names in well ahead of the time they think they're going to need it, but we follow up on it with our wait list at least once a year. If a vacancy comes up, we check with everybody as well.
You're doing wonderful work.
Yeah, it's been a lot of work, but it's definitely well worth it now when we see how happy people are to be settled and comfy and within walking distance of Q Cove and all the shops and groceries. I hope their life is going to be a lot easier.
Will you stay on with the project and will you have lots to do going forward?
Oh, yes. Our board has worked very hard, but we're quite happy to stay on, and because there's still a lot of things to finish up with the project. Now that people are in it, we're certainly going to be recruiting new board members to help us out with some of those things, but it certainly won't be the 7-year slog that we've had up to now.
You've been listening to an interview with Maureen McDowell, president of the Quadra Island Seniors Housing Society.